USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two officers at a college in Virginia are dead after a campus shooting. Bridgewater College President David Bushman sent out an email to staff and students announcing their deaths Tuesday afternoon. He identified the late officers as campus police officer John Painter and campus safety officer J.J. Jefferson. A suspect has been arrested and an investigation is ongoing. Nearly 47.5 million workers left their jobs last year. That's according to the Labor Department. Its job openings and labor turnover report said 4.3 million quit in December. The overall figure for 2021 is more than 5 million over the total from 2019 prior to the pandemic. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This has really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Parts of the United States are bracing for a winter storm. The Weather Prediction Center saying the storm will start tonight and go through Thursday morning. The Southern Rockies, Central Plains, and Midwest could get between 6 and 12 inches of snow. More than a quarter inch of ice is possible from Texas to the Ohio Valley. Winter storm warnings are in place for the Great Lakes region of Ohio and Michigan, all the way to parts of Texas and Colorado. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott reminding everyone in his state,
as precipitation falls on these roadways, in addition to black ice, which is hard to see and even more difficult to navigate, there will be other road conditions that could put your life in danger if you use those roadways. So we urge our fellow Texans to proceed with great caution as you choose to travel about your region.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Following the lead of their Canadian freedom-loving colleagues, American truckers are planning to form a nationwide chain of semi-trucks and other vehicles to protest COVID-19 authoritarian policies. The news comes as a reportedly 50,000-strong group of Canadian long-haul drivers dubbed the Freedom Convoy made its way across the country to Ottawa this past weekend to protest against the vaccine mandate. Brian Braze is the group's co-organizer and a trucker himself.
We expect it to grow exponentially over the next several days, next couple weeks here. We do have a start date, but we're hoping to start sooner. At this point, we're looking at launching California to D.C. beginning March 1st, but we are hoping that we can go sooner. At this point, it's a very fluid situation, and we have a lot of groups coming together. I've been fielding phone calls for the last 2 days, along with some of the other co-organizers here at Convoy on D.C. 2022 is what it's called, and we've got a lot of work ahead of us, and we need a lot of reinforcements, but it's coming together. It's coming together very quickly. A lot of public support on the American side.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Washington football team is set to unveil a new team name and logo tomorrow. The NFL franchise made the announcement last week in a letter written by the team's president. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.